school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
All right, here we go. .322 to .62. It was really not that close of a contest. But Axtell, talking to head coach Eric Detweiler, he feels that they could have played even better on offense. But their defense has been lights out. They allowed just one singular rushing yard in that game against Frankfort and just 61 passing yards. British Melfi, Wes Anderson, a fantastic quarterback matchup. We'll talk about that throughout the broadcast. But first, we'll go ahead and have some interviews for you with both of our head coaches. It's Frankfort. It's Axtell. Substate football here in Axtell on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name, and get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
And I am now joined by Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson after their 38-12 win over Hanover last week. And coach, this is a game that was kind of a slugfest, not a whole lot of yardage, but you guys were still able to get it done.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a good playoff football game. And, you know, I think both defenses played pretty well. We gave up some points early on some, you know, trick play type stuff and some yardage early on those types of things. But really happy with how defensively we settled in the second half and then forced a turnover too, and that was big as well. And offensively, we just made enough plays to keep them at arm's length.
So in this game, you guys were outgained by about 50 yards, and you had just an eight-point lead at the half. What does that say about your guys' resilience as a team?
Yeah, you know, it's just a testament to our kids, you know, and keep grinding. You know, part of that yardage, we had a kickoff return for a touchdown on our first possession, and I bet we only ran three or four plays in the first quarter, so it took us a while to get going and have the opportunity to get going offensively. But like I said, you know, like the kids grind, and we've been in tough games this year, and I think those really paid off for us.
Flipping the page to your guys' game coming up against Axtell. Of course, the first meeting didn't go quite as you were planning it to, 46-0 being the final score. What are some things that you learned from that game that you're hoping to do differently here in this upcoming game?
Oh, defensively, I actually thought we were pretty good. We were in a lot of the right spots, and we just didn't make plays all the time, and offensively we didn't help ourselves out. A couple fourth downs on our own territory we didn't get, and a couple of interceptions that led to scores. You know, believe it or not, like I said, I thought our defense played well. We made them earn it, limited the big play, and you know, hopefully we just got to find ways to stay in front of the chains and move the ball and keep the ball out of their hands with us being on offense.
And when you guys are on offense, I mean, in that game, I remember Wes being under duress a lot. I mean, that's just kind of a testament to how good Axtell's pass rush has been. What are some things that you're trying to do to try to give him some more time?
Oh, you know, it's tough. You want to get the ball out of his hands as fast as possible. But, you know, more times than not, they're dropping six guys into coverage. And you know, we think there's some places that you can attack them downfield, but you got to have time to do that. So it's a kind of a double-edged sword there. And so like I said, they run a different defense. We've talked about this, but the athletes they have over there is what makes that defense work. And it's a challenge. And that's why I said we just got to we got to grind offensively and you know, sustain drives and stay in front of the chains. And unfortunately, in that first game, we've gotten a lot of third and longs and situations that when a team's dropping six back in coverage, you're not going to be very successful converting on very many of those.
And Coach, you guys are 6-0 on the road this year. That includes playoff games. What do you think has made you guys so successful in those games?
I don't know. I think our kids enjoy playing other places. You know, for the most part, our fans travel pretty well, and so that's encouraging. And I couldn't tell you, you know, what it is for sure, but they definitely are not afraid to get on a bus and go somewhere else. I can tell you that.
And kind of looking at a zoom-out picture, this is your guys' first 9-win season, an 8-man, and your first time that you've hit that mark since 2003. How special is this group?
Oh, it's good. You know, it's nice to see the turnaround from a year ago and see how much they've grown. And, you know, this group has put in a lot of time and effort, and so I'm happy for them that they're seeing the rewards of doing that. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's been a challenging year, but a fun year and a very successful year all at the same time.
Well, it's been fun covering you guys this year, and I wish you best of luck.
All right, thank you.
That was Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson. And coming up, we'll have Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler on the phone with us, coming up in just a bit, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
I am now joined by Eric Detweiler, the head coach of the Axtell Eagles, after their 54-6 halftime mercy rule win over Osborne. And Coach, you were telling me before this call that it wasn't quite the outcome you were expecting.
Yeah, you know, in no way did I ever think the game was going to be over by halftime. You know, Osborne is you know, a team that likes to run the ball, and you know, our guys, our defense did an outstanding job of shutting their run game, which, you know, kind of made them one-dimensional passing, and you know, something that they definitely don't like to do. And you know, we put up points pretty fast. You know, the game can get over quick. And you know, I was just pleased with all, you know, overall how we played.
You guys held them under 3 yards per carry. What were some things specifically that were going well in your guys' run defense?
Well, you know, I thought we were just kind of staying same and sound and, you know, staying in our lanes. A lot of times they, you know, would just put 8 guys in the box and try to run up the middle. And then, you know, when they get that stop, and then it'll bounce outside. And you know, I thought our outside linebackers and corners were doing a tremendous job of not allowing that to happen. And, you know, I think that's kind of one thing that they want to happen and, you know, to be able to bounce that out. And, you know, we never let them do that. And so, you know, our game plan was good last week. Our guys, you know, executed extremely well and, you know, obviously it showed.
Offensively, you guys did a lot of right things. Eli Broxton looked fantastic. Schmelzley was efficient as always. What stood out to you guys on the offensive side of the football?
Well, you know, we like I said, we did things pretty well. You know, I think our possession, we scored in about 2 or 3 plays almost every possession. You know, they made us turn it over on downs one possession, I guess. But other than that, you know, we were kind of scoring, and which goes to credit to our offensive line and, you know, our receivers out back. And, you know, we did a good job of blocking and you know, making holes for our, you know, for our running backs. And then at the same time, Brandon did a tremendous job of putting the ball in the money, and our receivers are, you know, are running sharp routes and, you know, getting themselves open. And you know, when everybody does their job and stays assignment sound, you know, we do a pretty good job.
First time you guys played Frankfort in the regular season, you took it to them 46-0, ended at the half. And hard to believe that is actually your lowest scoring output, but that is the case. But either way, you guys were able to still get 322 yards in that win. What are some things that you did successfully in that game that you're hoping translates to this game?
Well, you know, if my memory calls me right, honestly, obviously, you know, if it was our lowest scoring, I didn't actually know that. But, you know, after that game, I even said to our other coaches that we struggled a little bit offensively in that game. And you know, Frankfort did some things to kind of, to shut us down and things that we hadn't seen. And I expect them to do that, plus some different things, you know, defensively as well, and it was just something that we're going to have to be ready for. But defensively, we played extremely well in that game. Obviously limited them to 0 points, and I think if I remember right, they had 2 first downs. So, I don't expect the game to be that way this time. And, you know, anytime you play another team twice, you learn about your opponent and you learn how to adapt and get better. And hopefully we can do things right. We can be successful.
And kind of talking about your expectations, it feels like multiple times through this season, there were outcomes that you weren't expecting with your team exceeding your expectations. And how have those expectations changed throughout the season as progressed?
Well, we try to scout our opponents, pretty good. And I try to harp on our guys that stick to the game plan and get better every week. You know, we don't try to look to the ultimate goal of the state championship. I think everybody knows that, but, you know, we don't really talk about that. We just talk about if we lose this game, we're not there. So, and get better and learn from our mistakes from weeks past. And I think we've been doing a really good job of that.
Certainly have. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck.
All right. Thank you very much.
That was Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler, ahead of kickoff, coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts. Diesel, gas, and oil products, too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call. Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
The State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, is your hometown full-service bank. When you invest locally with the Axtell Branch, you do business with people you know. Your money stays in the community, and your funds are easily accessible. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services provided. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the local community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Axtell, about to get this one underway. Sub-State Championship, Axtell and Frankfort, hoping for it to be a good one. Axtell has dominated the series as of late. Have won 9 of the last 12 meetings, date back to 2012. And they've also won the last 3 meetings, with Frankfort's last win being in 2020. Well, kind of talking about that game that happened in Week 7, Brennan Schmelzley was nearly perfect over the air. He was 13 for 15 with 166 passing yards, as well as 3 touchdowns over the air and 1 on the ground with 126 rushing yards. And that was on just 19 carries. Eli Brockstrom also had a rushing touchdown and 3 receiving touchdowns on 5 receptions. Grady Bussing also had a nice day. He had 5 catches, 60 yards, and a receiving touchdown. And as for Frankfort, well, they really struggled in this game, playing from behind with Sanderson trying to unload it. He was 9 for 21, 61 yards, no touchdowns, 2 picks, by far his worst game of the season. Also ran for minus 9 rushing yards, and mentioned before the break that the team as a whole had just one rushing yard in that 46-0 loss. And consequentially was the fewest amount of points Axel has scored this season. So Frankfurt trying to adjust some things and see if they can possibly tweak enough to where they can possibly pull off the upset and get state. Well, as for Frankfurt, they've won 4 games in a row. That was, it's the first time they've done that since weeks 1-4 back in 2021. And during that stretch, they've really dominated. 226-54, they've outscored their opponents. And this is a very historic season. It's the most wins they've got at the 8-man level in 9 wins. First time they've done that ever, well not ever, sorry, since 2003. And they're also looking for their first 10-win season since 2003 as well. And as for Axel, from what I looked up, I tried doing as much research as I could on this, the 6th longest winning streak in America actively right now. Might not be entirely accurate, but that's what I was able to gather together after Andale fell. Also, I think the number one is a team out in Georgia, but Axel is right there. It's 37 games in a row, and only 5 games in that stretch, that 37-game stretch, were not first year rules. So 32 out of the 37 wins ended via a first year rule. And oh, by the way, their winning margin during that streak, get ready for this, folks, plus 1,730. It's just unprecedented. The level that Axel has been playing over the past 3 seasons, are also one of just 9 unbeatens left the entire state among all classifications, and the lone remaining unbeaten in 8-man D2. Well, Frankfurt is going to boot it away. We'll see Brandon Schmelzley in that Axel offense first as the boot is underway, and we are underway. And this one goes into the end zone for a touchback as Schmelzley was back there to return, but he won't get a chance since he has been dangerous on special teams, a punt and a kickoff return for a touchdown season for the junior quarterback. Looking at his numbers overall, well, 82% completion rate, 1,347 yards, 29 touchdowns, no interceptions, I think is the most important and also most impressive statistic. It's also fantastic on the ground, 76 carries for 588 yards, that's 7.7 yards per carry, and 12 rush touchdowns. That's tied for the most on the team with Eli Broxman, who is in the backfield. Here on this 1st and 10, Landon Schmitz goes to motion, a little pitch to him, this will be a pass play, gets to the 20, the 25, the 30, down the sideline, there he goes! 30, 25 with speed, I mean, to be the end, gone! Touchdown, Axel, just like that! 65. Wow! What a way to start! After the touchback, started that one at their own 15-yard line, and the Eagles are on the... Followed his blockers, and took it down the near sideline in front of the Axel faithful, who went crazy after that play. And just 10 seconds in, Axel is on the scoreboard. Schmelzley will be in the gun, empty backfield here in this 2-point conversion here. And as we take handoff, spins to the right, pass fake, under duress, throws across his body, tipped in, incomplete. That was intended for Schmitz, can make a play, but either way, it is 6-0 Axel, and we'll step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axel for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axel, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
Opening play taken for a touchdown, 65-yard run for, actually the pass to Landon Schmitz. Schmidt says this one is tipped and through the hands of Carter Olson. He's going to have to return this to the 5-yard line. And he is going to get hit and taken down for a big time stop. And they will get it inside their own 10 to start things out. So not a good start for Axel, or sorry, for Frankfurt.
Wildcats will go first and
10 for their own 8-yard line. And they'll spot it at the 8-yard line. Well, it's Wes Anderson's turn. Mentioned he has over 2,100 yards on the season already. Hoping to add to that quite a bit here today, and it will be necessary if Frankfurt wants to have a chance in this game. First snap of the pitch to the near side on an option, and it goes to Brock Armstrong for a gain of I'll say three. I'll mark him down at the 11-yard line, make it second and 7. Brock Armstrong, that is his 55th carry of the season. He now has 350 yards, 13 touchdowns. That is the most on the team. Also has 302 receiving yards and 3 scores. Their main back, Lane Loizo. What a year he's had, over 1,000 yards from scrimmage, almost 500 over the air, and nearly 700 on the ground. Option right side once again. That's going to be a keeper for Anderson. And diving forward, mentioned how he struggled to run the ball against Axel in the first meeting. Not much of a runner. I mean, he has athleticism, but he hasn't had much success running the ball this season. 53rd carry of the season, has less than 150 yards on the year. Has 4 rushing touchdowns, but 33 touchdowns over the air for Anderson and 3 interceptions on 65% completion rate. So that brings up 3rd and 5 from their own 14-yard line. 11-10 to go. 6-0 Axel. As your score is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Two receivers to the near side, 2 to the far side. Takes a snap. Hard count. A little bit of movement from Axel, but able to get back before the snap. 3-man rush, throws near side, that is incomplete, looking for Carter Olson. One too far out in front of him, it's incomplete for the first pass attempt of the game for Anderson, and that will be a 3-and-out, likely to punt it, again, from their own 14-yard line. Can't have too many of those if you want to stay competitive with this Axel team.
That's an incomplete pass, it brings up 4th down and 5 to go for the Wildcats.
And they will stay in the huddle, wait for what happens here, and now it looks like Schmelzley will go back deep to return this punt. Coming up, Lane Loizo. He is standing at his own 3-yard line to boot this one away. Schmelzley is at the 34-yard line, and he will return this one. Mentioned he had a punt return for a touchdown earlier this season. Cross midfield to the 35, to the 30, waits for a blocker. Sets it up to the middle, to the 25, driving defenders 4 to the 20, still going all the way up to the 8-yard line. What a return by Brandon Schmelzley. Took that one from their own 34-yard line all the way to the Frankfurt 17-yard line. That is where they will start their second possession of the ballgame. Let's take a look at your starters for the Axel Eagles. The quarterback is Brandon Schmelzley, and running back is Landon Schmitz and Eli Brockstrom. At end is Grady Bussing and Rylan Bussing. And on the offensive line, you have Sawyer Dieters and Blaise Bussing on the ends, and Grant Bussing is in the middle. As for the Frankfurt defense, on the defensive line, at the end is Brock Armstrong and Trent Harden. Nose is Wyatt Keller this evening. At corners, Lane Loizo and Ty Smith. The linebackers are Carter Olson and Caden Combs. And the safeties are Wes Anderson and Henry Ketter. What a year that Caden Combs is having. Doesn't play an offense, but what a fantastic defender he is. He is second on the team in tackles with 70, with a half a sack, 4 tackles for a loss, and a forced fumble. They also have some home wreckers in Brock Armstrong. He has 65 tackles, 8.5 sacks, and how about 13 tackles for loss for the 175-pound senior Brock Armstrong, neuro specialist on the defensive line. That's for their defensive backs. Ty Smith and Lane Loizo have combined for 6 interceptions. Wes Anderson has 4 in his own right at safety. It's been a very good year for this Frankfurt defense, but a rough start after a 65-yard passing touchdown by Schmelzley to Landon Schmitz. Here is their second play from scrimmage with a 6-0 lead. Option right side, Schmelzley is going to pitch it off to the right side. Brockstrom at the 10 near the sideline. He's going to go reverse it, and he goes to the middle of the field. It gets hit at the 5. For Eli Brockstrom, his first carry of the game, and But you got his season, what a year he's had. That is his 30th carry of the year. And how about 16.3 yards per carry? Yeah, you heard that right. 16.3 yards per carry. And what if I told you that he isn't even the most efficient runner on this Axel team? Landon Schmitz is averaging 21.1 yards per carry. I had a double take when I saw those numbers, but that is correct. It's unbelievable. Look at the pass. Schmelzy steps up on the quarterback design run and falls forward down at about the 2-yard line. So again, a 5 for Brandon Schmelzy on his first carry of the evening. Mentioned Schmelzy, 12 rushing touchdowns, tied with Eli Brockstrom for the most on the team. Both him and Brockstrom are 200-pound juniors. Got some big bodies on that offensive line. Sawyer Dieters is a 265-pound senior. Talked to his dad before the game, talking about the chemistry, that offensive and defensive line with Grant Bussing, the 220-pound senior center, and Blaze Bussing, the 185-pound junior lineman. And this will be, once again, a keeper, and he will dive forward, and he is into the end zone for an Axel touchdown. So that is a 3-yard carry into the end zone, and it is quickly 12-0 Eagles, and quickly imposing their will on this Frankfurt defense. With 9:18 left to go in the first quarter, it is 12-0. And they will once again be going for two. First touchdown was a shovel pass. This one, a quick little QB sneak right up the gut. Empty backfield for Schmelzy. Junior quarterback takes a snap, looks near side, fires, deflected, and complete. So 0-for-2 is Axel in 2-point conversions, but it is still 12-0 Eagles. Step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzy, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
At Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online hineandtruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
12-0 Axel. Brandon Schmelzy, Russian touchdown. This one taken near the end zone by Lando. He falls forward at the 22-yard line. That's where Axel, big part of Frankfurt, will get their second possession of the ball game. And what a start it's been for Axel. A 65-yard, a little shovel pass for a touchdown, the opening play of the ball game. And then a 3-and-out on defense, followed by a 3-play, 17-yard touchdown drive, capped off by that Brandon Schmelz elite rushing touchdown. As a scoring update, it's brought to you by Whole House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Whole House vehicles have you seen today? WholeHouseAutoHouse.com. Empty backfield for Wes Anderson. He'll operate from the gun. Two receivers to both sides. Quick pass near side. Trent Harden trying to break a leg tackle. He does. Stays on his feet. That's 25. Falls forward. Good effort. And he'll be down to the 26-yard line for a gain of 4. And Trent Harden with a 4-yard gain. Second pass attempt of the ball game for the sophomore quarterback with Anderson. And it's really hard to believe that he's just a sophomore. What a year he has had. Undoubtedly the best pure passer in the Twin Valley League. Brandon Schmelzy, of course, a solid passer as well in his own right, but in terms of pure ability to do it over and over again, we see Wes Anderson, I think, not too crazy to say he's the best passer in the TVL. Under duress, and fires downfield, near side, that's way overthrown. It's going to be bobbled and intercepted by Landon Schmitz at the 10-yard line. I spoke too soon, gets to the 15, and he is going to be taken down at the 15-yard line. By Carter Olsen, but Landon Schmitz picks off Wes Anderson. That is just his fourth interception thrown of the year. And as for Landon Schmitz, that is his, let's see, That is Landon's third interception of the season.
Eagles will go first, 10-10 from their own.
So 8:18 left to go in the first quarter. And the Axel Eagles get the ball right back. From their own 15 is where they got the ball on their first drive of the game. Quick pass to your side. That was going to be caught by Rockstar, and he gets the block down the sideline. There he gets it. Now one goes for 51 yards. And Eli Brockstrom, just an incredible ability. Get from the 15 down to the 40 for into midfield and then kept going, kept those legs moving. And a 51-yard pitch and catch down to the 24-yard line. Option, far side, keeper, Schmelzley gets the first down. Stays on his feet, and he's in! Touchdown, Axel! 24-yard run for the Eagles, and it is starting to become a route. Unbelievable. This Axel team is just so special. Back-to-back runs for touchdowns for Schmelzley, and it is 18-0, trying to convert their first two-point conversion of the ball game. Man, the backfield. And that will be a rush into the end zone. Schmelzley does it again with Detweiler in the backfield. And it is 20-0 in favor of the Eagles. That's set aside for another 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
November is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Alzheimer's is a degenerative brain disease and the most common cause of dementia. It's the sixth leading cause of death in the United States and is one that can't be prevented or cured. Get the facts. By learning the facts, you can help change the numbers. Each time you talk about Alzheimer's disease, you help raise awareness and inspire action. For additional information about this disease, please visit www.alz.org. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
KMZA.
It's starting to get ugly early, folks. Axel has been dominant as of the start. It is 20-0 Eagles. A 24-yard rushing touchdown by Brandon Schmelzley after a 41-yard pitch and catch from Brandon Schmelzley to Eli Brockstrom. A two-play, 65-yard drive to make it 20-0 as Schmelzley ran it in on the two-point conversion. As that is your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Returned at the 7-yard line by Lane. The Wiseau goes to the far side, gets hit and taken down at the 20-yard line. Nice tackle that time by Rylan Bussing. And Wes Anderson needs to get going here quickly. They want to have a shot at getting back in this ball game. Starts this drive right here. Mentioned Axel, they like to just bring two with Sawyer Dieters and Grant Bussing and drop six. Makes it difficult to pass on him, makes it difficult to run on him as well. They have a false start.
Flag on the play. False start.
I believe that was Wyatt Keller that moved, so back him up 5 yards. First penalty in the ballgame. And they'll make it first and 15, so not doing themselves any favors. They're backed up to their own 15-yard line. 7:56 left to go in this opening quarter. Again, it's 20-0 in favor of the Axel Eagles. Winner will go to the state championship next week in Newton. Take on the winner of South Central and Victoria. Trying to get you an update on that one. That one started at 6 o'clock, so that one well underway. Empty backfield for Anderson to the near end. Again, movement on the offensive line, and that one, I believe, was again by Keller.
was a false start ball on the Wildcats. It backed about 5 yards.
So five more tacked on. It makes it first at 20. From their own 10-yard line, Frankfurt will get this drive underway. This is a Frankfurt team that will lose two seniors ahead of next year, Wyatt Keller being one and Brock Armstrong being the other. So this will be a team that has a lot coming back. And Axel can say the same with their two defensive linemen and Grady Bussing, both being seniors. Here's a keeper, left side with Anderson, has some room to run, gets to the 20. Flag thrown down, though, at the 26-yard line is where Anderson is knocked out of bounds, make it to 17, so gain, or the 27-yard line, so gain of 17, but I think it's going to come back. And it looks like it'll be a hold against the Wildcats, and that will back them up even more.
Holding called on the Wildcats.
So we'll see where they mark him down at, and they'll mark him at the 10-yard line. It's a spot foul. So the penalty goes for 0 yards. There's a third penalty of the game. The work from the near side hash on this, once again, first and 20. So difficult to get a good block on those two big fellas up front against Sawyer Dieters. You just don't see that kind of size of 8-man. D2, he is a 265-pound senior, Grant Bussing, a 220-pound senior. Three receivers on the far side, one to the near. Anderson looking to throw, under duress, rolls to his right, throws across his body to the middle, it's going to be caught at the 21-yard line, and taken down the 24 is Brock Armstrong.
To number 10, Brock Armstrong.
So a solid gain. Gain of 14. Second completion of the ball game for Wes Anderson. He is 2 for 3. Actually, you make that 2 for 4.
It brings up second and 6 for the Wildcats.
With an interception. In the huddle, taking some time, trying to draw something up here. Only 5 yards of rushing offense for Frankfurt. Mentioned they only had 1 yard in the previous meeting. And again, when you fall down early, it's difficult to really get anything established in the running game because you don't have the time on your side. Option far side, pitches to the Lizo, who gets the 25, gets hit and taken down at the 28-yard line. And just a few yards away from getting a first down, gain of 4 for the Lizo.
Now
marked down at the 27, so a gain of 3, actually. And that is Lane DeWizo's first touch of the game. Got to give him the ball a lot more if you want to have success against Axel. Mentioned he has over 1,100 yards from scrimmage, nearly 500 on the ground and nearly 700 over the air. And that carry right there puts him at 499 yards on the season. So just 1 yard being away from that half millennium mark. It goes from the far side hash. One receiver split out wide to the near side. And a timeout is called, and Coach Nick Anderson not liking what he sees.
Timeout called by the Wildcats.
We'll go ahead and take it as well. A step aside for 30 seconds, 20-0 Axel here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Third drive of the game here for Frankfurt. The first one resulted in a punt. The second one resulted in an interception. And this one, they have a 3rd and 2 coming up from their own 28-yard line. And they started with a 1st and 20 after a couple of false starts and then a holding penalty. But they have a chance to get their first down of the game right here. Anderson 2 for 4 on the ball game. Man in the backfield is Brock Armstrong, trying to possibly go with some power here to get this first down. The Wiseau is in the slot on the near side, and wide to the near side is Trent Harden. Carter Olson is on the far side of the line of scrimmage, and it's 3-point stance. Here's an option near side, give it to Armstrong, trying to get to the 30, and it looks like he's got it. It's close. Ben's on the spot, and they're going to give him the first down. Good blocking on the left side of the line of scrimmage. Wyatt Keller over there to help on that. Sam Backman as well, the center. Sam Backman standing at 190 pounds, a junior. Wyatt Keller, the biggest of the linemen. He is 195 pounds. Again, here when you're facing 265 and 220 pounds, makes it difficult. And then you have Ty Smith as well. He is 160 on the other side of the offensive line. So first and 10 from their own 30-yard line, trying to get something going, down 20 to nothing with 6:16 to go and counting here in quarter number one. Direct snap to Lane. The wide zone near side is going absolutely nowhere. Gets hit behind the line of scrimmage initially by trying to find the numbers kind of wrinkled a little bit. It was Grant Bussing who hit him first. And then Eli Brockstrom finished him off, and then it'll be no gain as Belizo falls forward. And it'll be second down and 10. Clock continues to roll. Frankfurt just trying to extend this game and force Axtell to try to answer themselves. Three receivers set all of the near side as the ball is on the far side hash. Empty backfield for Anderson, drops back to pass. Steps up in the pocket, now goes to the far side. He's going to scramble and trying to evade a tackle. He cannot. Beautiful tackle on the far side by Colin Shaughnessy. It'll be a gain of three from Wes Anderson. And that's his second carry of the game. And after that 3-yard gain, it'll be third and seven.
Third down and seven to go.
From their own 33-yard line, first down marker is at midfield at the 40. 5 minutes exactly now left to go in this opening quarter. First play of the ball game, a 65-yard shovel pass touchdown as Landon Schmitz went in motion, took it to the distance. Schmelsley has a pair of rush touchdowns as well. Here we go, Anderson, empty backfield. Two to the near, two to the far, going to fire deep over the middle. Had a step on his man, and incomplete, looking for Carter Olson down the sideline. A little bit of contact there, some pushing from Grady Bussing. Nothing was called, and it's going to be fourth and seven. That was a good attempt there from Anderson going downfield.
That brings up fourth down. This little man stands up and takes the goal.
That looks like they're going to go for it. Not much of an option, down by three scores already. And if you don't get this first down, then I hate to say that that's the ball game, but it's the direction this one is headed with the way Axel's offense has operated so far. They have ran just six plays from scrimmage and have three touchdowns to show for it. Kind of in the story of Axel's season. All right, here we go. Fourth and seven, far side hash from their own 33-yard line, needs a 40. Empty backfield, three to the near side with trips, one to the far. Looking near side, steps up the pocket, fires near side down the field, and overthrow, looking for Armstrong, and that is a turnover on Denham, and the Eagles will take over from the Frankfurt 33-yard line with 4:34 left to go in the opening quarter. As a pivotal point in this ball game, this early. And now the Eagles have their offense come on the field in plus territory. And they actually have the ball marked at the 34-yard line, which is peculiar because they had the 33-yard line on the last play. So I think they're going to give Wes Anderson an extra yard on that second down run. So either way, Axel back on the field with their offense, and immediately hit in the backfield is Brock Armstrong. Hit Schmelsley, got to him, and it's going to be a loss of one. So the first negative play of the game. Schmelsley had scored touchdowns on his previous two rushes. 1 of 3 yards and 1 of 24 yards. Schmelsley is 2 for 2 with 106 passing yards and a touchdown already. 65-yard shovel pass and then a 41-yard completion to Eli Brockstrom on a quick bubble screen to the near side. Second and 11, quick throw near side. They're going to do it again to Brockstrom. Gets a couple blocks and 45 and down to the 24-yard line, and that will be 10 on the money. And that will actually, no, they're going to say that closer to the 35-yard line, so a gain of 10, and they needed 11. So it'll be third down and one.
Third down and one to go for the Eagles.
They get that nice blocking on the edge. It happened with the Schmitz touchdown and the previous throw from Mosley. Quarterback run up the middle. He's got the first down to the 20 and trying to make that miss. He's taken down by three Wildcats at the 19-yard line. Needed one, got six. Move the chain. Axel first down.
But not before he picked up one Axel Eagles.
And that is his fifth carry of the ball game. 37 yards on the ground with his two touchdowns. Going to nothing, Axel. 3:01 left to go in this first quarter. Two receivers to the near side, none to the far side. Make that three receivers. Four men in the line of scrimmage. Frankfurt's only going to bring three. He'll throw it over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 10-yard line. Falling forward is Brady Busing for his first reception of the ball game. And from the 20, they get down to the 6-yard line for a 14-yard pickup. Mentioned the efficiency of Brandon Schmelzley, and that comes a lot from the offensive line, being able to block and give him options to go through his progressions with no pressure up in his face. And that was at 82% coming into the game, and as of right now, that's going to go up because he's 4-for-4 with 130 yards. It's first and goal from the 7-yard line. Option, far side, keeper, he's going to get hit by Loizzo. He pitches it late, but he is going to be taken down immediately after that, and very fortunate it wasn't a fumble. Not the greatest decision to pitch that one off and say, hey, you take the negative yards. As it goes to Eli Brockstrom, they're going to say no gain on that play, so makes it second to goal from the 7-yard line. Buck 43 and counting left in this first quarter. And what a victory it would be for the Wildcats if they can get a stop here.
Second goal from the 7-yard line.
Got a lot of work to do. This is obviously four down territory for the Eagles with them not kicking field goals or extra points. This will be an empty backfield for the time being from the far side hash. Two receivers to the far side, only one to the near. Man in motion is Brockman. Pitch it to him. This will be a pass. He gets to the four and taken down at the three. That'll be a 4-yard gain. It'll make it third and goal. Third catch of the day for Eli Brockman. Has been converted into 55 yards. 50 seconds remaining, so they'll have to run one more play before the end of the quarter, hoping to possibly extend their lead before the quarter is through. Hand it off, right side. And it is now 26-0 in favor of the Eagles. That one goes for 3 yards and their third rushing touchdown of the night. They will once again go for two. Box stops with 33 seconds left. Not quite going to get to the 30-point mark, which, by the way, they have seven. That's right, seven 30-point quarters this season, which, of course, is on pace. A 30-point quarter puts you on pace for 120 points in a game. They have seven of those this year. There's a keeper left side, and Schmelzley is in for the two with a carry, so it is 28-0 Axel. Step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
Farmers, are you tired of paying high dealer prices for replacement tractor parts? Then try Elmer's Repair in Centralia. They have over 1,200 case IH tractors salvaged. Call Elmer's Repair at 785-857-3248 or check out their website at elmersrepair.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
A 34-yard drive capped off by a 3-yard rush touchdown by Eli Brockstrom. That is a 7-play drive. Two-point conversion is good with 33 seconds left. Axel up 28-0 as your score update is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. It's time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com.
Smells
lead to put this one away. Elizo back deep to return. Couple up men as well. Carter Olson and Ty Smith. There's the boots. Turned by Elizo at the 6-yard line on the run. Gets the 15 to the 20. Gets hit and taken down at the 24-yard line.
With
28 seconds left to go in the quarter. So it was a
Wildcats will go first down.
On Frankfurt's last drive, they got one first down, and then they went forward on 4th and 7, couldn't get it. And as a result, Axel was able to respond with yet another touchdown. It has been a tough day at the office for the Frankfurt offense, just 2.3 yards per carry, 6 carries for 14 yards, and only 32 yards of total offense. Wes Anderson is just 2 for 6 for 18 yards and an interception. Going to throw it near side. The ball's going to be caught by Elizo at the 28-yard line.
And
blown dead there.
Ryland Bussing
on the tackle. So a gain of just 3 on that play. And that is going to do it for quarter number 1. We go to quarter number 2 coming up next. It is 28-0 all Axel here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our ag lending department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
We go to quarter number 2, and we flip the field. Axel, dominant start. It's 28-0. Rushing touchdown from Eli Brockstrom, 2 from Brandon Schmelzley, and a Landon Schmitz receiving touchdown as well. And Frankfurt with a 2nd and 7 coming up from their own 27-yard line right out of the break. Here's an option near side. It's kept by Anderson. He goes to the far side, gets away from tackle. He'll get 24 on that scramble. That was a dead play. He was hit at the line of scrimmage. He bounced off it, spun to the far side, which is where the play wasn't going. Supposed to come to the near side, but he bounced around and all the way down to the 29-yard line. Getting a 24-yard gain for Wes Anderson. Their longest play of the game, the previous long, was 14 yards. And it's first down from the Axel 29-yard line. Best way to start the quarter for Frankfurt. It's going to be a direct snap to Elizo. He'll get to the 30, to the 25, and hit hard. Fantastic hit by Eli Brockstrom at the 24-yard line. That was well done. And Elizo's shaken up. Slow to get up, but he is all right.
By number 34.
And that'll be a gain of 5. Keeping it moving here for Frankfurt, that is Elizo's 4th touch of the game. That is his 3rd carry for 8 yards. Only 11 yards from scrimmage for the junior for Frankfurt. Frankfurt will get Anderson back, Elizo back, Olsen and Harding come back. So they get their skill players back, except for Brock Armstrong. And they get 2 of their 3 offensive linemen back as well. So this is a team that has a chance to do some good things next year with a really tight nucleus. The 2nd and 5 coming up after that 5-yard gain from Elizo on a direct snap. Going to throw it to the far side too. Elizo is juggled and caught. That was well done Oh, no, it's lost in the last second. Good defense that time on the far side by Ryland Bussing. It looked to me like he had possession of it for the longest time, and then at the very last second, it fell out of the reach of the Wiseau. That was a tough play for the junior to make, and he almost reeled it in, but instead, it'll be third down and five from the Axtell 25-yard line. And it's more like a... It should be third and six. So a 4-yard gain on that first down play for the Wiseau. Need to get to the 19-yard line. Here's the keeper, fakes the pitch, well done to the 20, and got the first down, and a flag comes in late.
Wes Anderson on the
flag came in on the hit. Schmelzy made the tackle. Actually, maybe didn't get the first down. The spot not great from the far side. The near side, though, I think is going to bring some more clarity. They'll say he was down at the 17-yard line, a gain of 7 for Wes Anderson. This fourth carry of the ball game as the officials discuss what just happened. We'll see again. The flag came out late right as the tackle occurred. It didn't look like it was a horse collar or anything like that. And they're going to bring it back. It's going to be a holding penalty. So wave that carry from Anderson off. And they'll back it up from the spot of the foul, which was right at the 19-yard line. So they will get the ball back at the 29. It'll make it a 3rd and 10, I believe. Yes, that is correct.
Back to the penalty, it brings up 3rd and 10.
That'll be a 6-yard penalty. Ball at the Axtell 29-yard line, needs the 19. From the near side hash, Frankfurt still in their huddle. Now gets the play call for Wes Anderson. We'll see what Axtell does here in terms of trying to maybe bring some more pressure here, or if they just do that bring two with Dieters and Bussing and drop six. Looks like they have two on the line at the moment, 4 linebackers. 2 defensive backs. They bring a couple. The keeper for Anderson cuts it upfield to the near side. And flips. It'll be 4th down and 5 after a gain of 5. And that was Anderson's 4th carry of the game. He's turned that into 35 yards. So a pretty efficient day on the ground for Wes Anderson after he ran for minus 9 yards in that week 7, 46-0 loss. Frankfurt looking to score on Axel for the first time this season. If they convert on this 4th and goal here, beg your pardon, sorry, 4th and 5 here to extend the drive. And right back at the 24-yard line of Axtell. And Anderson getting the play call from the far side. Taking some time here, now they're going to call a timeout with 10:29 left to go in the second quarter. It's 28-0 Axtell. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
4th and 5 coming up. Axtell leads 28-0 over Frankfurt. The Wildcats have the ball at the Axtell 24-yard line. And this one right here is going to be big for the Wildcats. Just trying to hang in there at this point. Down by 4 possessions. As for Axtell, they have defended Frankfurt very well. And taking a look at some of the numbers in terms of the efficiency of the Frankfurt offense, it's been a struggle. 68 total yards of offense, only 47 of that comes on the ground, 21 over the air. And here we go. 4th and 5 from the middle of the field. Maybe a little bit towards the near side. Brock Armstrong will be in the backfield with Anderson to the far side. They're going to bring that. Eagles continue to tack on here with 10:23 left to go in the second quarter. Love the decision there by Eric Dittweiler to rush 5 and have 3 draw back in coverage, but it did almost cost them. That ball was put on the money. It was a tough throw. Being under duress, and as mentioned, he got hit as he threw. And they will get the ball at their own 24-yard line and start this drive. hoping to go down the field 56 yards and continue their offensive tirade. Option near side. Schmelzy pitches it late to Brocksman to the 25 and thrown out of bounds by Loizzo at the 27 for a gain of 3. And for Brocksman, that is his fourth carry of the game. He had a 3-yard touchdown on the last drive. And in total, that is his 7th touch. Unofficially 78 yards from scrimmage for the junior with his rushing and, oh, yep, just the one rushing touchdown as of right now. Brandon Schmelzy, what a day he's had. He's 5-for-5, 134 passing yards and a touchdown, and also 5 carries for 37 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. 2nd and 7, Schmelzy drawing back to pass, steps up, gets hit, and a flag comes in, he gets to the 30, and no, down the 34-yard line. So gain of 7, but we'll see if this stands with the flag on the field. Axtell has not committed a penalty yet today. And they're going to go ahead and bring it back. It'll be a holding against the Eagles.
Holding ball on the Eagles.
And that one happened right at the line of scrimmage, so a 10-yard penalty. I think it's a 2nd and 17. So now a chance for the Wildcats. They've been gifted an opportunity here. They got to try to take it. 10-10 left to go. Quarter number 2 as the clock continues to roll. 28-0 Axtell. Shot at the state title on the line. Schmelzy got all day to throw over the middle. It's going to be caught at the original line of scrimmage. And Grady Busting is taken down at the 26-yard line as he falls ahead for a gain of 9. Oh, let's see. Didn't quite have the math right on that. It goes from the 17 to the 26.
Third down and 7 to go for the Eagles.
So, yep, that is right. Again, and well, I don't think they had the original line of scrimmage right on the previous play. So we'll see a gain of 9 after the Busing reception goes for 9 yards. 3rd and 7 from their own 27-yard line. Schmelzy looking to throw near side. The ball is going to be caught at the 32-yard line. And heading down the sideline, taking out of bounds across midfield all the way to the 37-yard line is Wyatt Detweiler.
Now before he picks up an Axtell Eagle.
Gain of 20. And Wyatt Detweiler with his first touch of the ball game. He did. And Wyatt Detweiler looking at his season, what a year he's had. He's the backup quarterback. He has the team's lone 3 interceptions on the year, 5 passing touchdowns. Your Schmelzy keeper far side trying to break a tackle from the Wiseau though, and gets hit hard up high by Buck Armstrong and taken down for just a 2-yard carry. And Schmelzy, a unwillingness to be tackled on that play. And he'll be taken down the 35-yard line. Now make it 2nd down and 8.
Brings up 2nd and 8.
Go from the far side hash with 8:49 left to go. It's been all Axtell so far. 219 yards of total offense, 163 over the air, and 56 on the ground. Not nearly as efficient as they normally are on the year on the ground. 5.6 yards per carry today. Average over 11 yards per carry as a team heading into this game, which is just ridiculous. One-handed catch on the snap for Schmelzy under duress. Steps up, throws. That's going to be caught by Armstrong, 2015-10, and take it down at the 5-yard, line for a gain of 30. So it was Eli Brockstrom with the 30-yard reception. Had my 30s mixed up there, or my 10s mixed up there, beg your pardon, folks. And Eli Brockstrom now has 85 yards receiving. And he is over 100 yards on the day from scrimmage with 102 yards. So 1st and goal from the 5. Near side hash, 8:15 to go in quarter number 2. One-handed catch once again on the snap. Schmelzy, quarterback sneak up the middle, falls forward for like a gain of 1. Frankfurt has done a pretty solid job defending the run, but the pass has been difficult to defend for the Wildcats. Like they've been kind of going all in on the run and not focusing quite as much on the pass. They're saying, if you're going to beat us, we're going to have French Mills, they throw it, and he has responded. Heading into this game, he got 82% completion percentage. He is 8 for 8 today with 193 yards. Schmelzley, option near side. He'll keep himself and walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Axel, and it is 34-0. A 4-yard rush touchdown for Schmelzley, his third of the day and his 15th of the season. Axel looking like they're well on their way getting back to the state championship for the third consecutive season. Go for two, empty backfield. Looks like he'll probably try to run this himself. This is the late pass. He'll try to flip it into the end zone, and he's there. It's Greeny Lipson with it. It is now 36-0 in favor of the Eagles. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. Join us at Fitted for our Black Friday and Small Business Saturday extravaganza. Enjoy up to 60% off stylish tops and shoes. The perfect time to elevate your wardrobe and get started on your holiday shopping. Remember, supporting local means supporting dreams. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted. Swing by our downtown Seneca store for details. This is Whitney, owner of Fitted, inviting you to snag the best deals this season. See you there.
KMZA.
Back here in Axel, it is 36-0, and as you can hear, it's a party as they're dancing their way back to Newton. It looks like 7:33 left to go in the second quarter. Barring a miraculous comeback here from Frankfurt, they just have not been able to get their offense going. Previous drive was a 7-play, 66-yard drive, capped off by a 4-yard rush touchdown by Brandon Schmelzley, his third score of the day. That is your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. There's a kick away. It's a low liner. First bounce at the 25-yard or 15-yard line picked up by Lizo. He's got room to run down the far sideline, but taken out of bounds.
Lizo on the return. Basically pushed out of bounds.
We'll see where they mark it. Looks like he is right around the 20, and they will say
Wildcats
20-yard line is where they will give Frankfurt the ball for their fifth possession of this ballgame. It has gone punt, interception, turnover on downs for the Frankfurt offense here so far tonight. Been rough sledding for this Frankfurt team. 46-0 was the final score of the first meeting back in Frankfurt in week 7. Empty backfield, three receivers. Take that, two receivers to the near side, none to the far. Drop back to pass. Three come for Axel. That ball's going to be through the hands and incomplete. Looking for Armstrong. It was a little bit behind him, but incomplete. Apparent coverage for Axel was Colin Shaughnessy. And Wes Anderson, three straight incompletions now. He is 3-4-10 with 21 yards and an interception. That first meeting wasn't much better for the sophomore quarterback. He was 9 for 21, 61 yards, no touchdowns, two interceptions. Option near side, Anderson keeps it, and he dives forward under duress. Grant Bussing got to him.
There is a couple flags.
Broke up that play, as there are flags down, however. Probably heard that yourself through the speaker. That's just to my right. I can literally reach out and touch it. At least it's facing outward. But the flag is right at the 19-yard line as the official moved it. And they're going to say that's against Axel. It's going to be a face mask penalty. As their second penalty of the ball game. And that will be a little bit of a help for Frankfurt. But as mentioned, it's been a real struggle. Only two plays have gone for 10 yards or more. There was a pitch and catch from Wes Anderson to Brock Armstrong that went for 14 yards. Now, the previous drive, they had a 24-yard carry from Wes Anderson that got them in actual territory for the first time in the ball game, but they went for it on 4th and 5 from the actual 24-yard line, and they were stopped as the ball was just overthrown barely, looking for Lane Loizo, who had a step on Brandon Schmelzley. Brock Armstrong is immediately to Wes Anderson's right. Receiver split out to the far side and one to the near. Looking to throw the Wiseau's way. One-on-one coverage down this side. Got a step on him this time. And it goes right through the junior's hands. A rare mistake there from Loizzo on a beautifully thrown ball. So it is second and 10. Again, from the Frankfurt 34-yard line. I mean, that was a beautifully thrown ball by the sophomore quarterback of Frankfurt. Ball placed in the middle of the field. That's an 8 score for you. Hayden leading Holton 28-14. Yes, I had that right the first time. 28-14 at the half. Class 3A. Holton trying to get back to the state title after getting there last year. Quick throw near side. Armstrong caught at the 35-yard line and falls forward near midfield. And they'll give him the 39-yard line for a gain of 5. Second completion to Brock Armstrong.
5 to go for the Wildcats.
Now make it 3rd and 5. So make it 3rd and manageable, trying to just chip away and get closer to that first down mark and make it a 4th and manageable possibly, or obviously have a chance to get the first down right now after that nice 5-yard pickup. Trent Harden split out wide to the far side. Near side is Carter Olson split out wide. Looking to throw, Anderson, he is hitting, he's taken down for a sack. Sawyer Dieter's got there for
54, Grant Bussing.
Grant Bussing, and I think they're going to give him a half for both, so 2.5 sacks now each for Dieter's and Grant Bussing. And after that loss, it makes it 4th down and 9, a 4-yard loss, and makes this a lot more challenging. And limping to the sideline now is Ty Smith, the right guard for Frankfurt.
We're out of the closet,
160-pound junior and able to go off in his own power. Nobody going out to help him. He just limps off to the sideline.
It brings up 4th down.
And into the ball game for Frankfurt. In his place is Sam Backman, the junior. Oh, correction, actually would be Fred Rosequist, the sophomore who was in for him at right guard. Now here we go, 4th and 9. From their own 35-yard line. Quick pass, far side, caught. It's going to get lateral to the far side. That will make it a turnover on downs. The 3rd one of the game at the Axel 38-yard line. It was a valiant effort. Trying to do a little razzle-dazzle, just trying to get something going. But instead, with 5:08 left to go here in quarter number 2, Axel gets the ball back up 36-0. Mosley will be the lone man in the backfield. Mealy goes to his left on a quarterback design run, gets to the 40, and hits, gets hit by his own man. Sort of here, it's probably going to get credit with the tackle there. And it's a gain of a couple. And what a game it's been for Brennan Schmelzley. He knew he was going to get his. 9 carries for 46 yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. He's also 8 for 8 with 193 passing yards and a passing touchdown. That passing touchdown came on the opening play of the game. Brennan Schmelzley came in motion, and it was a little shovel pass to him. And he took it down the near sideline all the way to the house, getting some nice blocks on the outside as well en route to the score. 4:30 and counting now left to go in quarter number 2. Schmelzley, quick pass, far side, caught by Brockstrom, gets to the 35. Stays on his feet, and now take it down.
Number 10, Eli Brockstrom.
And that'll be for a gain of 5. Schmelzley is still perfect on the day. That is Brockstrom's 5th reception. That's gone for 90 yards. On the ground, he has 4 carries for 17 yards and a touchdown as well. Hasn't been a whole lot of explosive runs. Had the 1 for a 24-yard touchdown, but other than that, only 1 carry for over 10 yards. Frankfurt has done a good job of clogging the middle of that defensive line. But it's been the passing game that has really been able to give them the chunk yards that they needed to sustain their high-powered offense. 3rd and 3 from the Frankfurt 35-yard line. Option near side. He's going to keep it. He's got the first down. Gets to the 25. Swing defender. Dragging defender. An angry run.
43, Carter Olson, Albuquerque smells it.
That is the second carry of 24 yards. And just when I said that Axel has done a good job of getting long runs. They break off one there, and they're going to say that that is down the 10-yard line, so they're going to give him a 25-yard run, and that makes it first and goal. 3:17 and counting left to go now in the second quarter. 36-0 Axtell is your scoring update, brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. One receiver split out to the far side. And they're looking to throw it. He'll dump off pass. Broxterman gets back to the line of scrimmage at the 10. And he'll be taken down. Oh, he lost the football, but the whistle was blown. They blow the play dead. It was picked up by one of the Eagles, but it doesn't matter. It's going to be a pickup of a couple, it looks like. Yep, we're working down the 8-yard line.
Lane of the
wide zone. 10 for 10 now is Brandon Mosley. The second and goal from the 8. He'll actually only give him one.
From the 9-yard line.
They'll work from the far side hash this time. Three receivers set, one to the far, two to the near. And this will be a delayed quarterback run to the right side, cuts it up the middle, making the lies on miss. A nice board in the end zone for the Axtell touchdown. His fourth rushing touchdown of the half, his 16th of the season, and it is 42-0 Axtell as they pour it on. 80 yards on the ground, 199 over the air, and Axtell well on their way to getting back to state. They'll go for two. They are 3 for 5 on 2-point conversions today. And this will be an option right side. Pitches to Broxman, and he'll split defenders, and he is in for the two. Makes it 44-0. Just 1 point away from that halftime mercy rule. But we are not done here just yet. 2:13 to go here in the second quarter. Let's take just a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm thick-cut bacon sizzling on your stove. And while you were over there smearing your bagel, this little piggy went on a splatter spree. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, you'll be crying wee, wee, wee over this fire in your home. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
A 5-play drive that's capped off by a 9-yard rushing touchdown by Brandon Schmelsley. And it is 44-0 in favor of the Eagles with 2:13 to go here in the second quarter. And if Axtell gets a quick stop and another quick score before the break, this game will be over. As that halftime mercy rule is 45. Well, the mercy rule is just a period. It's 45-0. It was 46-0, the final in the regular season meeting. That was back in week 7, so just a few weeks ago. That was in Frankfurt. So Schmelsley will boot this away. The Wise go back deep to return at their own 6-yard line. Runs up to it, and a little squib kick. That's going to be returned at the 25-yard line. Gets to the 30, and gets hit and dropped at the 33-yard line. Hidden Combs with the return. Offensive touch, right? Special team touch for the terrific junior linebacker. And the offense back on the field for Frankfurt. So it's been now a punt, an interception, and then three consecutive turnover on downs for the Frankfurt offense. 77 yards of total offense for the Wildcats, just 4.3 yards per carry. And they will start this drive from their own 33-yard line. On the near side hash. Armstrong, the tailback. Anderson in the gun. Option far side. They'll pitch it to Armstrong. And he'll get the corner. The far side, taken out of bounds at the 35. So, gain just a couple. Armstrong, third carry of the game. Taking that for just 7 yards. Floyd Nowaiso also has three carries for 7 yards. Only 4 touches for Lane Nowaiso. Not being able to generate offense through him, unfortunately, tonight. But they've had opportunities. They had on a couple of, both of their fourth down attempts in the last two drives were, well, I guess the last one was a third down, but either way, had a fourth down deep pass to the Wiseau's a little too far, and then another opportunity that was through the Wiseau's hands. Second down and 8 from the 35-yard line. Ring 3, fire deep side, near side, incomplete, too strong for Carter Olson, and incomplete. So after that incompletion, Anderson is now 5 for 14 with 34 yards and an interception. That was from Landon Schmidt. That will make it 3rd down and 8 with 1:59 left to go here in the second quarter. Only a couple of first downs in this game for Frankfurt. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Empty backfield. Takes a snap. Pump fake, far side, it gets hit. And he will be taken. No, Dieter gets away from Dieter and gets into the second. So a gain by Anderson of 10 yards, second longest punt of the day, and that will move the chains. 6 carries for 41 yards for Anderson. He has generated 75 yards of offense by him alone. Only 14 yards of offense have not come through him. Far side hash, 1st and 10 from the 35-yard line of Axtell. Option near side, late pitch for the Wiseau. Gets the 35 and taken out of bounds at the 31-yard line for a gain of 4. Fourth carry of the game for the 200-pound junior lead, the Wiseau. And they'll actually say he got out at the 32-yard line, so they're willing to give him 3. Make it 2nd and 7.
Brings up 2nd and 7 for the Wildcats.
See if Anderson can connect on a deep ball. He's had some opportunities. Hasn't been able to connect on one yet. Something that Frankfurt has done so well all season long is being able to get those deep balls to the receivers effectively. 15.4 yards per completion on the season, but here, less than 7 yards per reception. Hand off, Armstrong far side, waiting for some blockers, can't get it. Blocks him and takes him down at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Well done by Eli Brockstrom getting it done on the defensive side of the football after a nice offensive effort so far tonight. And linebackers, 36 tackles going into tonight, 1 sack on the year as well. The defense that can turn you over. Coming into today, a turnover margin of plus 15. 19 interceptions. Make it 20 actually after this game. Actually, the one in this game, I beg your pardon. The one from Landon Schmitz. The plus 16 actually after that interception as well. So here we go, 3rd and 7 from the far side hash. Looking over the middle, surveying his progression, throws. That one caught by... His 4th catch of the day has 4 of the team's 6 receptions. And that will move the chains. It's their first possession with multiple first downs and their first time in the red zone. 24 seconds left here in the second quarter. Another score update for you. Nemaha Central leading Sabetha 17-7 at the break. Also, St. Mary's Colgan leading Jefferson County North in Colgan 13-8. I guess that's in Pittsburgh, not in Colgan. So 1st and 10 from the Axtell 19-yard line. Wildcats trying to get on the board before the break. Wiseau goes in motion. Fake a handoff, rolling to his right. Under duress, Dieter is pressuring him. He gets hit as he throws. That's going to be caught by Armstrong to the tip. And the clock stops with 15 seconds left.
Armstrong picks up the Wildcat first down.
13-yard completion, so the move to chains again. Actually, 11-yard completion. Oh. 58 yards over the air now for Anderson. 51 of those yards going to Armstrong. 7 for 16 with the interception. They spotted the ball at the 8-yard line. or actually the 7-yard line, so a gain of 12 on that last play. Scoreboard has it wrong, but 15 seconds left. Trips on the far side. Man on the near side as well. 3 men blocking. 4 men are going to rush for Axel. Immediately under pressure, throws over the middle, and it's through the hands of Carmen. You can't have that if you're Frankfurt. Wes Anderson has had a few mistakes, of course, but when he puts one on the money, you got to haul it in. And that makes it second and goal from the 7-yard line with 13 seconds left. That one only took 2 seconds to run. As mentioned, they only had three offensive linemen and 4 defensive players rushed for Axel. They'll have 4 on the line of scrimmage for Frankfurt this time. And it's a little snap. Anderson's going to pick it up. He goes all the way back at the 20-yard line. Dumps it off to Armstrong and 10-yard line to the 5 and into the end zone for a Frankfurt touchdown. The improvisation of Wes Anderson. And it's an 8-yard score. Frankfurt on the board. So not going to be a shutout today. 5 seconds left. It is now 44-6. And looking like we're going to be playing a second half. As our halftime report will be coming up next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. What a play by Anderson. Again, it was a low snap, but kind of dribbled. He picked it up at the 20, scrambled to his right. Armstrong was there just on for a little bubble pass. Nobody was in the vicinity. He took it to the house. He caught that ball at the 10-yard line. Looking for the 2, fade the end zone, and that is incomplete.
Pretty
good ball by Anderson, trying to find Harden in the corner of the end zone, and it is incomplete, a little bit too high. So 5 seconds left in this second quarter. It's 44-6. Axel leading Frankfurt. Set aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Franklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call, Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
Kansaland Radio.
A 47-yard drive capped off by a 7-yard receiving touchdown by Brock Armstrong with just 5 seconds left in the first half. Jared, slipping back with you here in Axel. A dominant first half for Axel, but Frankfurt extending this ball game, and we will have a halftime show. We'll play a little bit in the second half at least. Axel hoping to put him away fairly early in the second half and get some extra rest and get ready for the state championship coming up next Saturday in Newton. That'll be a 3:00 kick. Deep boots. Ole Martins Fay with the kick and into the end zone for the touchback. Second boot from Ole Martins Fay. And Axel will get the ball back from their own 15-yard line for one last time. Axel is perfect on the day in terms of converting their drives into touchdowns. 6 for 6. 4 for 6 on converting their 2-point conversions. 4 rushing touchdowns from Brandon Schmelsley. He also has a passing touchdown. The other being a Eli Brockstrom rushing touchdown. And they're just going to kneel it and take it to the break. So at the half, once again, our score, Axel 44, Frankfurt 6. We'll take a break and once again have our halftime show come up next, brought to you by Highland Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern, Axel Branch, is your hometown full-service bank. When you invest locally with the Axel Branch, you do business with people you know. Your money stays in the community, and your funds are easily accessible. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services provided. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the local community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you. So you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Axtell leads Frankfort at home. Sub-State football here on Tanzaland Radio. Jared Slubby back with you. A dominant first half for the Eagles. Let's recap how it all happened. Starting off with the opening drive for the Eagles. It was a one-play, 65-yard drive with a 65-yard pitch and catch on a shovel pass to Landon Schmitz. He took it to the house to quickly go up 6-0 after a three-and-out. Brandon Schmelzley got a 3-yard rush touchdown on a 3-play, 17-yard drive after Schmelzley had a nice punt return to set them up inside the red zone, make it 12-0 with 9:18 left to go in the opening quarter. On the second drive of the game for the Frankfort Wildcats, it was an interception by Landon Schmitz with 8:18 left to go in the first quarter, and Brandon Schmelzley would get his second rushing touchdown of the game, a 41-yard pitch catch from Schmelzley to Eli Brosterman, and then one play later, a 24-yard rushing touchdown by Brandon Schmelzley made it 20-0. Then Frankfort's first of three consecutive turnover on downs, and then Axtell got another rushing touchdown, this time from Eli Brosterman for his lone score of the game, made it 28-0 with 30 seconds left in the opening quarter. Now the rat was on. After, once again, yet another turnover on downs, Schmelzley got his third rushing touchdown of the game, this one from 4 yards out, a 7-play, 66-yard drive with 7:33 left to go in the second quarter, made it 36-0. And the final of those three turnover on downs, Schmelzley, 9-yard rushing touchdown on a 5-play drive with 2:13 left to go in the second quarter, making 44-0. Frankfort showing they still have some fight left in them. They scored a touchdown with 5 seconds left in the 7-yard pitch and catch on a nice scramble play on a low snap to Anderson. He dumped it off to Armstrong. He took it to the house from the 10-yard line after making the catch and made it 44-6 at the break on a 47-yard drive. So that is where we stand. It's 44-6. Axtell really close to putting it away via mercy rule. Just got to get a good start in the second half, and they can put this one away and get themselves on the way to Newton. And by the way, just a quick update on how the other game is going in A-Man D2 on the other side of the state. South Central is having some success against Victoria, score 42-20, 7 turnovers for, actually 7 total turnovers in the game, 5 from Victoria, and it's looking like South Central is going to be the team that Axtell will be facing next week in Newton, so we will see and continue to update that as that one goes on. So what a fantastic night of football here from Axtell so far, and they hope to finish things off quickly in the second half. Let's step aside for another break as we're here on our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Our score, Axtell 44, Frankfort 6, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holt House?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office and the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no dock fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have, so it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
KMZA.
Halftime score here in Axtell. The Eagles lead it against Frankfort 44-6 here in the 8-man D2 East semifinal, with the winner, of course, heading to state next Saturday in Newton, taking on the winner of South Central and Victoria, likely being South Central, with the way things are shaping up in that one. Again, 42-20 is the score in that one in favor of South Central. Back in this one, though, looking at some of your stats here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We'll start off with the team that's currently on the wrong side of the scoreboard at the moment. Frankfort's Wes Anderson is 8-for-18 with 66 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. On the ground, he has 6 carries for 41 yards. He's been the team's most effective rusher so far tonight. Lane DeWise, though, has just 4 carries for 10 yards and 1 reception for 3 yards. Brock Armstrong is having a nice day receiving, as 6 catches for 59 yards and the lone touchdown, as well as 4 carries for 7 yards. And you also have Trent Harden. He has a 4-yard reception as well. And as for Axtell, Brandon Schmelsley, he is 10-for-10 with 199 yards and the touchdown as well. Been a very successful first half for passing for Axtell. The Springfield's kind of been challenging them to make Axtell beat them with the pass, and they've been able to respond very nicely. But, however, they've had their successes on the ground. Brandon Schmelsley has 4 rushing touchdowns, with one being 24 yards. They hit another 25-yard scamper as well. In total, that's 11 carries for 4 touchdowns and 80 rushing yards for the junior quarterback. Also, the junior tailback, Eli Brockstrom, he has 4 carries for 17 yards and a rushing touchdown as well. And he has 6 receptions for 91 yards to boot. How about Landon Schmidt? 1 touch, 65-yard receiving touchdown. Pretty efficient day for Schmidt. I mentioned he has 21.1 yards per carry this season, so he's kind of been able to maintain his statistics that have been very good this year. Grady Bussing also has 2 receptions for 23 yards as well, and Wyatt Detweiler, 1 catch for 20 yards. So a very effective first half of offense for Axtell. Well, looking at the team stats, Axtell, 6.5 yards per carry. Frankfort, 4.1. Axtell has 15 carries for 97 yards. Frankfort has 14 carries for 58 yards. And as mentioned, 199 yards passing for Axtell, 66 for Frankfort, with 296 total yards of offense for the Eagles and 124 for Frankfort. And again, that first game, less than 70 yards for Frankfort, so doing a little bit better in that one. But Axtell in that first game had 322 yards of offense in that 46-0 win back in Week 7. All right, let's go ahead and step aside for another break here in our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. It's once again your score. Axel leads Frankfurt 44-6 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Farmers, are you tired of paying high dealer prices for replacement tractor parts? Then try Elmer's Repair in Centralia. They have over 1,200 Case IH tractors salvaged. Call Elmer's Repair at 785-857-3248 or check out their website at elmersrepair.com.
KMZA.
Back here in Axtell, our score, Axtell 44, Frankfurt 6, sub-state championship. And what a game it's been for the Eagles. Looking at some of the scores around the state. Starting off with Jefferson County North on CARE 93.7 FM is where you can listen to this one. 13-8 is our score. Is that horn indicating there's 3 minutes left? But 13-8 in favor of the team from Pittsburgh, Kansas, which is where they're playing that one. On the other side of the state in 1A, Conway Springs leading Medicine Lodge 28-19. Medicine Lodge knocking off Valley Heights last week. And Class 3A, Tavika Hayden is up handily on Holton, 34-14, the score in Topeka. And the other game, currently the rematch between Andale and Cheney. Andale looking to get some payback, and they are up 24-7. That one at the half. And the game that is, I would say, somewhat relevant, we had some Topeka Paravel Latin School listeners call in to our post-game show brought to you by Community National Bank, which you can listen to after the conclusion of this one. And we'll also, actually before that, though, we will be throwing it to Sebethany Mahon Central for the conclusion of that one first, then the Community National Bank scoreboard show. But either way, Linden is up heavily on Care Paravel, 44-6. And what a season has been for Linden. They are 11-0, looking to get to 12-0. Wichita County is on the other side of that bracket. And what a matchup that could possibly be. An 8-man D1. In the championship again, Linden and Wichita County. Wichita County has won 21 games in a row, tied for the second longest winning streak in the state of Kansas with Nemaw Central. And, of course, the team with the longest winning streak in Kansas as of right now has just made their way back on the field. The Axtell Eagles, 37 games in a row, getting ready for half number two. Let's step aside for another break. We'll come back with keys to the second half and get action back underway here from Axtell. Once again, our score, the Eagles lead Frankfurt 44-6 here on our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelbly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787. 5787.
At Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online heinandtruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
November is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Alzheimer's is a degenerative brain disease and the most common cause of dementia. It's the sixth leading cause of death in the United States and is one that can't be prevented or cured. Get the facts. By learning the facts, you can help change the numbers. Each time you talk about Alzheimer's disease, you help raise awareness and inspire action. For additional information about this disease, please visit www.alz.org. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. As you gather with family in thankful celebration, please remember to thank the farmers that grow all the bounty you enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
FM, KMZA.
We are back here in Axel. Jared Sleppy with you. Substate football, and it has been all Eagles. 44-6 is our score. Now time for our keys to the second half, and for Axel, just keep doing what you're doing. I don't feel like that there's any reason for them to do anything different here in the second half, and we'll see how quickly Axel can get this one to a mercy rule, if they can. We will see. Is that ground game hasn't been the most efficient. As mentioned, only, I guess, I'd say only lightly, but this is a team that averages 11.3 yards per carry. They've been held to 6.5 yards per carry. But, I mean, they had that 24-yarder for Smelsley, another 25-yarder. Other than that, they've only had one that's gone for more than 10 yards. That was 11-yarder for Eli Brockstrom. So Frankfurt has done a good job of shutting that down, but it's been all about the passing game for Axel. Brandon Schmelzley is 10 for 10 with 199 yards and a passing touchdown. That was a 65-yard shovel pass to Landon Schmitz on the opening play of the game. And for Frankfurt, keys to the second half are just to keep fighting. It's been tough, but just keep battling out there. Keep the team going as long as you can. It's going to be difficult to overcome this ginormous deficit that has been built, but keep fighting to the very end. And it will be the Eagles who will... Well, I guess we'll have to wait to see. I think it's... I'm not going to make any speculations. Axel with their home red jerseys and white pants. Did a good job of keeping those mostly clean tonight. Frankfurt on the other side with their white jerseys, gray pants. Failed to mention that before the game with the gray helmets and the red logo. Both teams looking very clean. And see if I can find one more scoring update before we get back to action here from that South Central and Victoria game. As mentioned, last look, 42-20 was our score in favor of South Central. And yep, that is still the score with 6:42 left to go in the fourth quarter. It's still 42-20 in favor of South Central. And we'll get the winner of this game. And it will be Axel picking this one away to Frankfurt, so the Wildcats will get the ball to start in the second half.
Taking off for your Eagles, number 16, Brandon Smelsley.
And the Wildcats go back deep to return, as they'll boot it away from the 30-yard line. It's all lined up. Axel slaps the pads, there's a couple claps, and a short kick. That's going to be one bounce to the Wildcats, return at the 8-yard line, go to the far side. And we take it down in the 20. Special teams coverage has been sensational for Axel here tonight. They're just a well-oiled machine when it comes to tackling. And it's definitely an argument. You can say that the defense from this Axel team is better than their team was last year. I would still argue that Axel's offense was better last year, but that's mainly because There weren't quite as many of these really quick, well, the games were quick, but Axel will give up maybe two or sometimes even three touchdowns instead of one or none. So the offense hasn't been quite as good this year statistically. Here's a pitch that is fumbled out of bounds. That'll be a loss of one. The pitch was intended for Lane Loizo. That fumble is going to be credited to Wes Anderson.
Second and 10 for the Wildcats.
Now they're going to say instead of a 1 yard loss, it's going to be no gain. So that one goes for no gain. 20 yard line is where they'll have it. Far side hash. And when I said that Axel wasn't quite as good on offense, I mean, that is just, I mean, Axel's offense last year was just unbelievable. 74 points in the state title game last year against Thunder Ridge. It's unbelievable. Had an 80-point performance against Care Paravel in the opening game of the year, as there's going to be some movement. 5-yard penalty against Frankfurt. Well, this year, granted, they did have a 70-yard performance. They won 78-8 over Dunn West. And in that game, they scored 56 points in the first quarter. You heard that right. They scored 56 in the first quarter. It's one of seven quarters where they scored 30 or more in a single quarter. Just unreal stuff from Axel this season. They continue to keep it going here tonight. So second and 15, now from their own 15-yard line for the Wildcats. Take the handoff to Armstrong. Under pressure, he just throws this away. Is there a man in the area? Yes, there is. They'll say that Trent Harden was in the area. It's going to be an incomplete pass.
Incomplete.
And that will make it third and 15. No intentional grounding for Wes Anderson.
15 to go for the Wildcats.
Anderson now 8 for 19, 66 yards over the air with a touchdown and an interception. Is better statistically than the first meeting. He had 61 yards, and no touchdowns and two interceptions. So third and 15. Three receivers set, three to the near, one to the far. Takes a snap, Anderson, looking middle, throwing over the middle. That's going to be caught by
number
27, so a gain of 12. Now, Brock Armstrong has had a lot of success over the air. That is a 7th catch for 71 yards. Coming into tonight, he had 20 receptions. Not necessarily a big target in the passing game, but that one goes for 13 yards, and it's going to be 4th and 3. Actually, that one technically went for 12 yards, but here we go. 4th and 3 from their own 27-yard line, needing the 30. Option near side. Keeper. Once again, the improvisation from the sophomore quarterback. We saw that on that touchdown pass to Armstrong. This time he uses that ability to get that pitch off. And a first down for the Wildcats. From their own 33-yard line, work from the near side hash, two receivers to the far side. Drops back to pass. Under duress, four coming, and he's taken down for a sack.
Eli Brock.
That is his second sack of the season. And that will be a loss, a major loss, of 8. So that will make it second down at 18. They're back to their own 25-yard line. Full update for you. Linden defeats Care Paravel, 8-1. Unfortunately, the Lions' season comes to a close. Saw Axel beat them. Going to say handily, but not handily, in the first game of the season. 60-44 was the final in that one. So here we go, second and 18 from their own 25-yard line. Going to chuck it deep downfield, and no interference. Carter Olson was bumped a little bit. Him and Grady Bussing going at it, and that will be third down and 18 coming up. pretty good coverage. That ball was thrown a little bit too far. Kind of been the story of the day in terms of Wes Anderson's deep passes. Had about four or five that have gone a little bit too far. Had about two or three that have also been dropped as well that could have been some nice long chunk plays, and there was one or two that could have even been a touchdown as well. Actually, it was two that could have been a touchdown. There's one to Loizzo, one to Carter Olsen. 3rd and 18 from their own 25. Anderson doesn't take the snap. It'll be the Loizzo on direct snap. Goes to the far side, and not much doing that time. They'll get a few yards. Out of bounds at the 28-yard line for a gain of just three. Lane DeWizzo's first catch, or beg your pardon, first touch of the second half. 9:52 left to go in quarter number three. And it'll be 4th down and 15 from their own 28-yard line. And it would be foolish not to go for it. I mean, considering you're down 44-6. I think they're going to call a timeout, so we will go ahead and step aside as well and take a break for 30 seconds, 44-6 Axel, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Axel, Substate Football.
Central is up 17-7 at half over Sabetha.
As the Nemaha Central Sabetha halftime score has been announced. Had that one earlier. 4th and 15 coming up. Axel from Bacon Park Frankfurt from their own 28-yard line. Taking some extra time on this one. Do or die situation for the Wildcats. You assume go for it, considering called timeout. I feel like punting would be pretty foolish, considering that Axel has not been stopped yet. All touchdowns, 6 drives, 6 scores for the Eagles. Frankfurt does have their one touchdown. That was on the final drive of the first half with 5 seconds left to go. Dump off pass to Brock Armstrong. Here we go, 4th and 15, 9:52 left to go in the third quarter, do or die time for the Wildcats. Drop back to pass, throwing far side, and a double cut. Helping his own cause, and that is Schmelzy's 8th interception of the season, and their 21st as a team. Just unbelievable what the secondary has done. I mean, him, and then we had the one from Landon Schmitz earlier. That was his 3rd. They also have Wiley Detweiler. He has 5. It's just unbelievable what this defense has been able to do this season as they pick off Wes Anderson for the 2nd time today. Now the Eagles will get it for the first time this half with 9:45 left to go here in this 3rd quarter. Looking to pitch it. Option near side to Brockstrom. Gets stopped at the 20. It's hit and gets plowed backwards for a loss.
Very tackle by number 12.
And actually, they'll say that he might have actually, gained a yard. So they say that drive started at the 19-yard line, gets to the 20, so 2nd and 9 after the Brandon Schmelzy interception.
That Brockstrom and run brings up 2nd and 9.
Taking their time here in the huddle. Touchdown and a 2-point conversion would end this ball game via the mercy rule. Schmelzy in the gun. Two receivers both split out wide to each respective side. Man in motion, fake it to him, throw the middle wide open, underthrown with it, but caught. A deep ball from Schmelzy. He's still perfect. He's now 11 for 11. That's a 30-yard pitch and catch. That's Rylan Bussing's first touch of the evening. And they'll get the ball at the 30-yard line. The Chamels lead now 229 passing yards, a passing touchdown, and four rushing touchdowns. Looking to throw once again, looking to the far side. Got all day to throw. Now he's going to step up and run to the far side. Gets to the 35, slips and falls down. The Turf Monster got him there. It'll be a gain of five or six, depending on the spot. They'll give him six. He's down to the 24-yard line. 86 rushing yards on the day for the junior quarterbacks. He has been unbelievable here tonight, trying to get 300 total yards over the air and on the ground. And actually, with that run, he does get the 300 yards. 86 on the ground, 229 over the air. Second and four from the Frankfurt 24-yard line with 7:40 left to go in this third quarter. Really takes the snap, takes the quick throw, looking to throw it deep, firing towards the end zone, got a man there. And again, 82% completion percentage. That is going to be going upwards after this incredible performance from the junior quarterback. Now on, I'm sure Bussing would love to have back. He thought he had his ninth touchdown of the year. Instead, it's going to be third and four. It's going to be a quarterback design run on delay. Gets to the 20, first down, 15, and taken down to 10 for a gain of 14. Second carry of the half, and with that he gets to exactly 100 yards on the ground. Oh, no, they're going to say that he's just a yard short of that, so 99 yards on the ground. 13 for that scamper, and that will make it first and 10 from the 11-yard line. If they would have given him the 10, that would have been 100. We'll see if they can possibly get him to the century mark. We love round numbers here in sports. Quick pass to Brockstrom to the 10 to the 5 and falls forward to the 4. So a gain of 7. Led Brockstrom's second touch of this second half. He has 7 catches for 98 yards over the air. And on the ground, he has 5 carries for 18 yards and a rushing touchdown. So it's second down and 3 from the 4-yard line. 6.5 now left to go as we approach the halfway point in the third quarter. Snap for Schmelzley, turn around for the end zone, and he's got it! 4-yard rushing touchdown! As mentioned, they are 4-for-6. They've converted their last 4 in a row, so trying to finish it off right here. Left. This is to win the ball game right here, to end it. Schmelfley takes a snap. Pitch it to Rossman, and he hit it! To 52-6 is your final score. What a game for the Eagles. They are headed back.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. DynaGrow Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. DynaGrow Seed, your home field advantage.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
We got fireworks here at Axel as the Eagles are headed back to 52-6, your final score. They are heading to Newton for the third consecutive season. What a performance here tonight for the Axel Eagles. Let's wrap this one up as we take a look at your final stats here in this one. Brent Schmelsley, 14 carries for 103 rushing yards and 5 rushing touchdowns. He also goes 12 for 13 with a hot rather with 236 passing yards and a passing touchdown. Also has 7 catches for 98 yards over the air for Eli Rosterman. On the ground, he had a rushing touchdown as well, 5 carries for 18 yards. And as for Frankfurt, Wes Anderson, he battled tonight. He was 9 for 22 with 78 yards over the air, a touchdown, 2 picks. And on the ground, he led the way with 8 carries for 33 yards. Lane the Wiseau had 5 carries for 13 yards with 3 receiving yards. And Brock Armstrong, what a day he had. 7 catches for 71 yards and a touchdown, and he had 5 carries for 13 yards. Well, in total, Axtell outgained Frankfurt 296 to 124 on official numbers there with those 2 interceptions. 6 yards for carry in the first half for Axtell, and it was a very efficient performance all the way around for the Eagles offense. 6.5 yards per carry in the first half. And in the second half, they averaged 6 right on the nose. And they ended up with a total of, actually, I mentioned the total yardage. It ended up being, I mentioned those are the first half stats. Here are your final stats here, so I apologize for this. 357 is your total for Axel on the day. 137 for Frankfurt. So overall, they had 6.4 yards per carry, 19 carries for 121 yards, 3.3 yards per carry for Frankfurt, 18 for 59. So overall, that Axel defense doing its job, and the Axel offense continues to soar. And the Eagles are flying on them with Newton. They'll be playing next Saturday against defeated Victoria 42-20 in what some would can say is an upset a little bit. So now, let's crown our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankoffarmers.com. And folks, if I had to explain this to you, why I think that Brandon Schmelsley deserved this award, man, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, in total, 339 yards of offense through him, 103 on the ground with 5 rushing touchdowns, and he was just barely not perfect, and that's mainly because of that. Just the only incompletion was a drop by Grady Blissing in the end zone. He was 12 for 13 for 236 yards over the air, and he passed a touchdown. Here's your player of the game, once again brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. So Axel is on to state. They win 52-6. This has been your post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. So Axel versus South Central next Saturday, noon, 3 o'clock, first kick. And we will go ahead and go on the air. It's 30 minutes before kickoff for some extensive pregame coverage from Fisher Field, home of the Newton Railers. But that's going to do it. Axtell wins 52-6. Be sure to stay tuned because we're going to throw it over to the Big 7 rematch, or Big 7 title rematch between Omaha Central and Sabetha. This has been Jared Slubby, Kurt Tillman back in the booth, here on the NBC Sports Radio Network.